My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And shout out to our friends over at Kitchen Mart. Mm. If you're thinking about kitchen or bathroom remodeling, head over to kitchenmart.com. Again, that's kitchenmart.com. Appreciate them for their support of ESPN 1320. Yeah, you've had a bathroom remodel that's like 4 years overdue.
Yeah.
I know.
As long as we've been in there.
I know. That was going to be the KC studio one time.
Yeah.
Who in the chat remembers that?
That's a shoot. Is that a top 10? Potential of that being?
I remember when Jazz was showing it to me, like, yeah, we could put it. Like, it's like the area's like this big. Like, the background would have been the shower, right? And it's like, okay. Now I'm looking around. Yeah, we can put Kenny in here. It's fine. Like, there's enough room for him. And you're looking around like,
It's right there. It was almost going to happen.
We got to put some carpet down and, you know, we got to put some foam on the walls because it's a bathroom. Like, so, we got to change the way that this thing sounds. But, yeah, Jazz, it'll work. Sure.
So, yeah, I'm a hit up Kitchen Mart, man. Like, what can we do here?
KitchenMart.com. Thankfully, you haven't moved the studio to the bathroom.
No. I tried to go in the garage one time, but there was no setup there, so didn't happen.
Where is your stuff now? Is it just in the bedroom still?
Yeah, it's in the room. I got a whole little desk, little office in the corner of the room.
Okay.
Doing the show 4 years ago and just that whole process is wild.
Nah, it's crazy.
Like, I was not part of the stream or whatever for about a year and a half or whatever. I didn't even talk to you guys. Like, yes. I didn't even see you guys for a while.
Yeah, Danny wouldn't let you.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, Danny's basically just like, yeah, no, Jesse's just there to shut up. Oh, okay. And like, I think the first thing when Danny leaves is like, we got to put Jesse on the microphone more. Jesse's funny. Yeah, Jesse did not talk when we first started. We were actually, we would bounce back and forth between Jesse and Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie would work a couple of days. Jesse would work a couple of days. And that doesn't like work because it's hard to establish chemistry with somebody. So we asked for Jesse to be with us so Charlie could do the stuff that he's doing now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was just one of the many changes that occurred during the first 1,000 episodes of this show.
Mm-mm-mm. We made it. Well, still time.
Well, there's still time to blow it. There's still time.
We still working radio, pal. Yeah,
this thing could end pretty quick. We are at episode 991. I think we'll make it to 1,000. The question is, do we make it to 2,000? It'd be an almost 8-year run.
It'd be a Roman Reigns like run.
Like, that doesn't, like, the Rise guys on this station got 5 years.
It was only five? Wow.
It was 5 years. Jason's been in the game forever, but he hasn't had like a singular show for a really long time. He's been in radio, he's been on 1140 for 25, 30 years or whatever it's been. Dave has had a long run.
Dave, I want to say Dave is probably 12, 13, 14, 15 years.
That's Dave's. Numbers, well, Dave, Dave's probably combined, he has a ton, but like the current or the morning show with Dave on it. Probably that's got to be
at least 12.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it's probably 12 years.
And your boy had a run too.
Oh, he did have a run.
Well, yep. he was probably about almost 20 years, huh?
Nah, I think he was well over 20. Yeah, I think he was well over 20. I don't know when he started the radio in comparison to television, because I know he used to do television Channel 31 news, mm-hmm. In addition to the King stuff. I don't really know where when the radio stuff came in for him. But he had a really long run. The only one that's had a run, like, it's Dave.
We're going to be looking to break Bruno Sammartino's record.
There we go.
It's the plan. That's the plan.
Well, at least we're not Bob Backlund. I think they'll get the joke. That's Deuce and Moe. Deuce.
I was going to say.
Come on, Deuce knows.
I was going to say that was Cattles.
Well.
We're name dropping now, huh?
That's better. Yeah, that's better than Deuce and Moe. Because Deuce and Moe basically walked into the company and then just like walked out. They're like, nah, never mind. They're like CM Punk and AEW. They just showed up and were like, nah, and left.
No, that is funny. No, that
But Cattles came in, got powerbombed by Diesel and left. Yeah, that works.
Oh, man.
That works.
We should talk more football.
We'll see Deuce and Mo tonight. Hopefully they found this as funny as we do.
More football.
I don't want to pigeonhole this city into a basketball city.
It's a football town.
Dude actually took that to print.
Read that. I was like, all right, we're good, fellas.
Yeah, we're nothing to worry about here. And by football, he meant I'm going to discuss the Patriots for 2.5 hours.
His 90 tweets on Sunday about the Patriots. It's like, bro, get out of here.
With one Buddy Hield Kings tweet. All right, pal.
They did sit you next to him at the playoff game, though.
Yeah, I didn't sit there, though. I left. I went and sat in my... I went and stood. I don't sit at any of the games. I went and stood in my normal spot. This sport is amazing.
Yeah, the hula hoop.
She is throwing that hula hoop. This is incredible. Is this rhythmic gymnastics? Is that what this is?
Maybe.
This is spectacular.
Have you seen any of the breakdancing?
I have not.
I have not either.
I heard someone in the chat says that starts this weekend.
What?
It hasn't started yet?
I'm going off with the chat.
Everybody's going home.
I'm not tapped in with breakdancing.
Everybody's going to be going home.
Yeah, Gilbert M., I think the breakdancing competition is this weekend.
That's crazy.
All right.
That's the closing ceremonies are going on.
Yeah, Mark, breaking is tomorrow.
All right. Well, maybe they don't have like a lot of countries signed up for it.
Yeah, maybe that's the case.
Imagine if America loses the breakdancing competition.
If Steve Kerr's coaching, we...
Wow. Wow.
Oh, Steve, come on, man. I got love and respect for Steve. I had to get the joke off, though.
Lady is amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This lady is incredible. Oh, my God. Watch her catch this hoop like this.
Oh,
that's man, crazy. That's
10.
I think this is rhythmic gymnastics. These women are bad.
That's like what Kornheiser said the other day when they were talking about like Simone Biles and stuff like that. And he goes, Simone Biles, she's amazing. One of the greatest Olympians we've ever seen. She's just amazing. But I got to be honest. I don't know what I'm watching when I watch this stuff. Everything looks like a 10. How is there any other score but a 10? Like, I don't know. I just don't know.
When I actually really like gymnastics. And I feel like back, you used to have to like, a big thing was like sticking the landing. Mm-hmm. Doing the big, you know, the big Randy Orton or the big, I guess that's Cody Rhodes. And now it's like, no, just land on your feet and you're probably pretty good.
Yeah, they're doing all
with your feet together.
Yeah, all the flips and the five different flips they do in the air. Yeah, don't land on your shoulders.
They have they have degree of difficulties now where they judge your routine and that judges how you get scored, if your degree of difficulty is higher or lower. I think that was part of the Simone Biles beam that she won the bronze with. Mm. I think it was part like the her degree of difficulty the judges ruled was lower. And so it changed her overall score.
We all watch from our couches like these sports. So, oh, I could probably do that. Maybe it'd be decent or whatever. Ah, maybe I have a chance. Gymnastics, you watch like, I don't think I could survive.
No chance.
I couldn't survive.
Absolutely no chance.
Like not even attempts. Just, yeah, not surviving that.
I couldn't even walk with the ball in my hand the way that this woman is doing it. I don't even know if this is rhythmic gymnastics or some sort of like prop gymnastics.
Yeah, something like that. Something going on with the props. It's crazy. Shout out to my girl Jordan Childs. She said she's going back to UCLA.
She did, yeah. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, that's where her routines are fun to watch. Not met her, but that's when I was introduced to Jordan Childs was when she would do her thing at UCLA. Man, it would get over to the shade room.
Speaking, well, yeah, it did get there a time or two. Her Beyonce routines. Speaking of UCLA, Lonzo Ball is scrimmaging. It's 5-on-5. Seems to be good.
Yeah, that's good to hear. It's good to hear. I hope he can. Hope he can play. Hope he can. You know, find a way to stay on the court consistently this upcoming year and moving forward, because really good ball player. I thought he was really kind of like finding his place in the league.
He was one of the best passers.
He low-key was about to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like he was about to like solidify himself.
He really was, man. So I hope they solved whatever issue there was, man.
Well,
I'd love to see him out there.
Well, you know what scared me the most about him was any time like doctors go, don't really know what this is. Mm-hmm. That's where it's like, man, how do you come back from something you can't diagnose?
Right.
Because if you can't diagnose it, how do you make it better?
Right.
And he went through, was it three different surgeries?
So,
it was at least two. I think it was three.
Yeah.
And they weren't exactly, hey, we're just going to go back in. Mm-hmm. Not exactly sure what they're doing. So the fact that he's playing 5-on-5 is pretty dope. Mm-hmm. I hope, I'm with you. I hope Lonzo can get back on the floor and be an NBA player for a long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For a long time.
Man, did you, all right, let's do, what's the show when they say, I know what it was. It was Jalen and Jacoby's podcast.
Before, Buddy Hield?
Yeah, before the show went off the rails. Mm-hmm. But they would go through like topics and it would be like, keep going, go past it, or stop right here. I want to talk about this. Let's do that right here, because when Matt comes, we know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Jim Harbaugh being reprimanded by the NCAA. Keep it moving.
Stop right there. I want to talk about that. You know what it is, too? And it's not even Harbaugh, because I know Harbaugh cheated. You know Harbaugh cheated. Michigan knows Harbaugh cheated. Michigan knows they cheated. That's why they copped the plea deal. The funny thing is that the NCAA has suspended him for a year. Jim Harbaugh has been suspended for an entire year in a sport that he's not in.
That's like our senior night. We had like a little grad party or whatever at school. It was like, yeah, you can't leave until this time. Or what?
Or what?
And we left.
What are you talking about? He's got a 4-year show cause.
Mm.
Cool, bro. I got a 5-year contract with the Chargers.
It's whatever.
I'm giving you the three amigos, what's it called? Three amigos hip thrust, or whatever, Mark Spears called it the other day on Twitter.
So here's what I would say, because I do think that's ridiculous. But, however, does that last forever, right? Like, so you're not doing anything right now, but if he gets fired in 4 years and tries to come back to college football, is that still there?
I don't think so. I think the 4-year
really
show cause is the four. I think it's a 4-year show cause.
That's stupid. Like, if you can't enforce that, if he tries to come, what are we doing? But I mean, at the same time, NCAA got to put on a good face. Like, we
and
can't
that's all this
nothing.
Is. It's fake.
I was gonna say, like, what do they do at this point?
That's like they're trying to show that they're not worthless.
Mm.
And every time the NCAA attempts to show that they're not worthless, they fail.
Well, the thing that they're trying to do is they would love to put punishment on Michigan, but they can't.
Well, they did. Because
moving forward.
Though. Yeah, Michigan like copped a plea deal because mm-hmm. they were guilty and they knew it. And so they were like trying to get like control of the amount of scholarships they lost, the money. They were trying to get control of all of that stuff. So they did it, and Harbaugh wasn't a part of any of it. Mm-hmm. So Michigan has essentially their own sanctions.
Yeah, well, you know, we're taking accountability for ourselves.
And they left Harbaugh out there by himself because they knew he was leaving, and they came up with this stupid plan. It's like, you guys are so freaking worthless.
They're on their way out, bro.
And that's at least from football. That is the best solution for everybody.
At least from football. They're trying everything they can to hold on. The whole NIL deal was a way to hang on. Like, we didn't even really talk about this when it happened. But schools can now pay the players. The schools can now go offer money to sign people out of the transfer portal, high school prospects.
Not all schools.
Whatever. Well, yeah.
It's not universal. Like, that's the...
They're allowed to, though. They're allowed to. The institution
correct.
Is making yep. a decision not
correct.
To.
Correct, right, right. Yeah,
but they're
yeah,
allowed
sorry.
To
yep.
now. And yep. that's crazy. NCAA doing everything they can to try and hang around.
I'm just envisioning Harbaugh next year. Yeah, I really wanted to go back to college, but damn, that 1 year suspension got me.
That reminds me, I have an announcement when we come back.
Oh boy! Well, you know Matt's with us. Is it an announcement for when Matt's here?
Yeah, Matt'll be fine with it. He'll be okay.
All right,
he'll be okay.
A Kenny Caraway announcement on the way.
Yeah.
Will you finally admit that Michigan cheated?
I will admit that they're the national champions, and that's all that matters.
They cheated to get a national. Their coach has now been suspended for a year and a half.
That's all that matters.
And your new coach is colorblind.
Are you the national champions?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Or not.
Are you proud of your coach?
I didn't pick him.
No, it's yours.
Are you the national champions or not? No. The answer is yes.
I guess we don't
it's
take
all that matters.
I guess we don't take national titles away anymore.
No.
Because that was stupid too.
The flag is raising on that week one game against Fresno State. It's going up. National champions.
I don't know. Michigan cheated and won a title. Why didn't you guys do the same?
They tried. Or did they? Did Tressel won it? He won with Claret. Did he win another one?
Tressel, I think, only won one.
Urban he won lost with to... Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, Urban won his. Urban didn't go to the playoffs his first year. Or the, I don't remember if it was BCS, because I think he won the first playoffs. He couldn't go to the BCS. He was 12-0 because of the trestle sanctions.
That's right.
But I guess you guys don't have to worry about that.
No, we're raising our banner.
Even though your coach was suspended for half the goddamn season. We'll come back.
We're raising our banner.
Kenny makes some sort of announcement, and I guess it doesn't have anything to do with his alma mater cheating, and Matt George joins us next here. Good. He's late, so... Announce anything you want to. No, that's fine. Stilo and Casey here on ESPN 1320. Matt George running a few minutes late, so Kenny Caraway can make his announcement. Because apparently commercial breaks are 2.5 minutes these days.
Actually, now that I think about it, I think it would be even better if Matt George was here for me to make that announcement. So I'll wait till Matt gets here.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it then. And as we steal a bit from old school Jalen and Jacoby, I'll bring another subject.
Well, just remember, pal, we got a show tomorrow. So if you want to do this live, we can do it live.
Well,
just remember, we got a show tomorrow.
So the Giants won a game today, and they win a game over 500. Salute to them. Salute to them.
Well, you know what we didn't talk about? Didn't the White Sox fire their manager?
They did, yeah.
The A's got him again. So the A's got him.
Yeah.
After the 21 game. Yeah, the 21 games.
22 of their last 23. Is that?
I think it's worse than that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, I think it's worse than that.
It might even, they might be like, they've only got 28 wins.
Because I think when you get to the other side, there's a win and then maybe three or four losses leading into that one. So it's bad.
Oof.
It's bad. But why now? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What's really the point? Like, you've got 28 wins. It's not going to galvanize anything to be respectable.
I guess
just let him play the season.
I guess maybe you're trying to get a look at this manager. Maybe I don't know.
I mean that would be the only thing. Like if you have a guy on the bench,
like, and you think he really might be,
see what he can do with this team. But if that's not the case, I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know that you lose 21 games in a row because of managing, though.
You know, one thing that did stick out to me with Major League Baseball, I was joking a little bit with Mitch about it, but Dodgers are only 2.5 games up in the West. The Padres, I think the Padres last week played the Dodgers. I think they either swept them or won two of the game. They might have swept them. That would be kind of crazy if the Dodgers didn't win the division. I know Mookie Betts has been out, and that's a big factor, but come on. I mean, they got Ohtani. They're like, they're going to break the 1927 Yankees
There's
record.
No excuses for them.
Yeah, that.
Is he the MVP again?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I mean, I know he's having an MVP season, I'm sure, but I don't know who else is on that MVP list. But yeah, they lost.
Not winning the division would be pretty wild.
Yeah.
Not winning the division would be pretty wild.
You're supposed to win the World Series and all that. You might not even get deep in the playoffs.
If they don't win the World Series this year.
Man, yeah, that's like, I don't know, like, at what point the joke stops. Like, if they can't win with all that they've spent, all that they've done, all that, like, to not go out and win the World Series is pretty crazy.
Eventually, it's not a joke.
Yeah, well, they went out and at the trade deadline, they got all these people. Even if, like, everybody's healthy, like, they're the favorite or whatever, but I don't know if they're better than the Phillies as good as they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just in the National League. I don't know if they're better than the Orioles. I don't know if they're better than the Yankees, which is just bizarre. You know, because they went and got Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Yamamoto as well, and they got the guys they already had.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought that they're even, like, these other teams are even competitive with them just seems unreal. But
it's not fair, but I think it's accurate. The more that team loses, the worse that COVID title looks. The more it's because the Dodgers don't fall apart 60 games into a season.
Mm-hmm.
They fall apart at the end.
Right.
And there was really no, they were still barely mid-season at that point.
Yeah.
They lose this year. I think that title will always look funny.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's going to look worse and worse. with every... They might scrap it from the record books one day. It's just like, nothing happened that year.
Nothing happened. AAU tournament. I wouldn't say I give them credit. That's a little strong. But they were down 3-1 in that NLCS, quote-unquote NLCS against the Braves. But then you got into a real series the following year, and the Braves slapped you up.
Mm.
So Braves would be like, we just would have done that if we were in a normal situation.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I get my jokes off, but it is crazy that they haven't been able to crack through and get a World Series. They've had some great teams. They've had some great teams, some great players.
They're like the Cowboys.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just when the pressure hits or whatever it is, when they get to that moment.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Mm-mm. Can't do it. A couple other things that we probably just won't get to. I saw a clip of Nick Saban. By the way, there's football tonight.
There is football tonight.
And like Caleb Williams is playing tonight.
Oh, so he's going to play. I didn't know Jordan, if he was playing the ones we're playing, but I guess so, because they've already played one game and he didn't play. So
Caleb plays Saturday, I think.
Oh, he doesn't play?
We only have two games, I believe.
Oh, I thought we had like four games tonight.
It's Eagles.
Oh, that's
Eagles play tonight, and I forgot the other team.
We got Pats, Panthers, yeah. And I think it's just just Pats, Panthers, and then Giants, Lions.
Oh, the Eagles don't play tonight.
No, sir. They play tomorrow.
Gotcha.
That's I like
what preseason football represents, right?
I was prepping the show today. I thought it was Friday. I'm looking at there's all of the games that I have notes for. Houston, Pittsburgh, those are all Friday.
Oh,
that's good. No, I'm a broadcast journalist.
We're in the dog days of radio.
I'm great. No, I'm good at this.
Slide it on over, man. That's copy. Yeah. Cut and paste. That's
cut and paste.
But I like preseason football, not the games, but just the summertime, late summertime vibes of preseason football. They're usually mostly night games,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you can just get to see things. You get to see football back out there. You never really watch, unless, like, it's your team. I don't think you're really watching past halftime at the latest. But, yeah, it's good to see. I remember I used to, like, really be tapped into the Seahawks. I used to want to see, like, oh, back when the Niners and the Seahawks were really doing their thing, I used to really, oh, whoa. What we got to do to beat these guys? I need to help Harbaugh with every little detail here.
Yeah.
And
just get a disguise and go stand on the sideline. That'll help Harbaugh a lot.
I should have. We would have won a championship.
Yeah.
Going to see what Brandon and I missed out on tonight. Way.
This is the same guy. This is the same guy who says, I wouldn't tell Reese to ... But he's over here rooting for cheaters. Like, you're sending mixed messages to your children.
You're actually not accurate at all in what you're saying. I'm not rooting for cheaters. I'm rooting for champions.
No, you are. No, you are a cheater. Your school is a cheater.
You're essentially Eddie Guerrero for this show, bro.
We're champions.
Whether it be college football, pocket watchers, I don't know what else you cheat in. I can't trust. I don't know.
I don't cheat. What you talking about? And I'm a champion in pocket watching. And I'm a champion.
I'm sorry.
For my NCAA football.
Hey, you Yokozuna that thing away, buddy. You let Mr. Fuji convince you to.
Stop it.
Abe got the strap, man. I don't know what to tell you.
He's got the little summer league ring. That's what he has.
Abe came in here and one punch, three punches, big boot, and dropped a leg. And Caesar's Palace went wild.
Hey, did you guys see? I think Jesse commented on it. Or maybe it was Kyle. I can't remember. Colorado, that clip that they had.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, did you see that?
I don't think
where
so.
Where they put out a tweet, and it was like, the tweet was like darts, right? And it was Shador, and he was...
You said it was darts?
That was the caption.
Oh, they were okay.
Like darts.
They're
like
not throwing darts.
No, like okay. He's throwing darts.
All right, got
football.
Got you.
So, he puts it out, and they like got Shador, and he throws one down the field, and then the clip cuts to a different... camera, and just like in the back of the end zone, and the guy catches it,
mm-hmm.
and like touchdown or whatever. So people was like, "Hold on, man! You mean to tell me like you just clipped two different plays and tried to say that was a dart or whatever?" And because people assumed like the first one was incomplete,
I swear, in that first clip, I did not see a wide receiver anywhere near.
But they put out, they ended up putting out the full video on each camera angle. Oh, so okay. He really did throw it. But they, for 24 hours, as you can see, they had to put out the real, they was getting
They had a rebuttal tweet.
They was getting roasted.
Real quick, because Matt George is here too. We could talk about tomorrow, whatever. But we need to cook Jim Thorpe. I saw some footage yesterday. I don't ever want to hear about that guy again.
You saw footage of Jim Thorpe?
Not of Jim Thorpe, but just what he was competing Olympics. In and with and all that. Don't ever tell me about Jim Thorpe again.
The Olympics was crazy.
You know how many gold medals all of us, the Chatty House 2, would have won back then?
Facts.
Well, let's get Charlie in here to tell us about Jim Thorpe. Welcome, Matt George, here to the show.
Well,
host of Locked On Kings.
I'm glad Matt is here because I wanted him to be here for this announcement I had to make. First of all, I thank everybody for being here today. I know there's been a lot of rumors swirling about me and my future. And
from who?
I just wanted to hear it from me first. I will be accepting the position at Arizona State to become their new head football coach. I loved my time here at Fresno State. I talked to the guys earlier, so they know. You know, we did some great things. But after this match, this game that we have in the New Mexico Bowl against Western Kentucky, that will be my last game at Fresno State, and I will be taking the head coaching job at Arizona State. Questions?
Nope, you can get out of here,
We're
pal.
We're from L.A.
I'd want you to know, Matt, I blame you for this. Your guys' little love for college NCAA college football sparked that moment.
Well, there were rumors. I had
from
to
who?
Address them.
From who?
The streets.
Matt George is a reporter. I didn't hear Matt George sending out rumors about your coaching.
That's because Matt George is in England coaching Norwich, and he's abandoned NCAA altogether. I'm on the EA FC.
Man, Matt, quit. Sorry, Charlie. I was just kidding.
Oh, man. Charlie,
just about to kidding, beat you Charlie.
Up. Charlie about to beat you up.
Charlie, by the way, Charlie's birthday is the day of our 1,000th episode. So
it's really lit.
So you just threw the controller and quit, huh?
I haven't played in a week. We talked last week about me starting. I haven't played in a week. Yeah, I'm playing other games in the spare time when I'm not stuck in Sacramento. By the way, change Sacramento's slogan from City of Trees to City of Never-Ending Frickin' Roadwork. I'm so tired of being stuck in the same roadwork traffic. Causeway Classic, the Causeway Roadwork. Freaking Highway 50, they've been doing the same roadwork since I was born. Now the I-5, I-80 merge in Natomas, road work. Thanks, guys.
No, every
route
awful.
You could possibly go, road work.
Yeah,
working in downtown Sac is rad.
That airport to getting back into the city, the route right now is just nasty work. Any time of day, it's terrible. Terrible.
Anyway.
But yes, forks up.
I will get back in NCAA. Eventually.
Try getting on 65 at any time of the day.
Forks up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Are you finished?
Yeah.
One year. You left after 1 year.
Well, he has no morals when it comes to this stuff. Like, he's not worried about the kids, Matt.
Loyalty. It's okay.
No, he's not worried.
He shows up to his job wearing 16 different hats of different universities because it matches his outfit.
My running back was a senior. My star wide receiver, he was going to go to the pros. My star defensive lineman, he was going to go to the pros.
Inherited him too.
It's time to move on.
You kicked out the other coach when you took the job. When you started up your franchise, you kicked that coach out.
1 year. Just imagine that, a coach for 1 year.
It happens.
He gets everybody out of there, he leaves.
They're calling you sell out Caraway. Oh, man.
I mean, look, Ramsey will appreciate it. Like I said, forks up, baby. Forks up.
Yeah, are you coaching Scottaboo, our boy, Cam?
He might still be there. I don't know. He's a senior this year, so I'm in the next season, so he probably won't be there.
Cool.
If he is, I'll make sure I give him some plays.
Hmm.
Matt George, host of the Locked On Kings podcast and ABC 10, as we put Kenny's video game nonsense behind him. And I do love the little footnote that Matt's just quit. That's kind of fun.
Game's hard as hell, Kenny. Everything you tell me is bull crap. Everything. Oh, defense, you'll figure it out. No, wrong. Because as soon as you figure something out, they do something else. Mm-hmm. Oh, if you have better players, until those better players play for me. Well, and then they fall apart.
I understand, but you still got it, Matt. You can make it happen.
No.
Cover
I've
three.
I've had seven jobs in the same year because I restarted every single time. I think I'm
I thought it's because you got fired. That's just kidding.
I fired myself and gone back in time and tried again.
Try not to go cover two unless you're in the red zone, because that becomes an issue.
No, my problem is my players are cover nothing. They don't cover nothing.
No. All right.
Poor Matt.
How can you've had some great episodes of the Locked On Kings podcast?
Shut up.
Recently. Well, look, I'm not playing the game, so don't get mad at me.
I'm pissed. Great. Traffic in NCAA.
You pissed off Matt in the first 5 minutes he was here.
I don't care about your damn announcement. I don't care about my podcast. What do you want to talk about? Talk about SummerSlam.
Sure. Talk about SummerSlam. You see, Seth is hurt.
No, I didn't
see that. That's why they had Bronson repeat the hell out of him.
Oh.
They had to take him off TV. Yeah, Seth is hurt again.
Damn. What did he hurt?
I didn't see. I just said that's what they had to write him off television for a while, which I think is good. Get healthy, and it prolongs the stuff with Punk a little bit. Mm. You could get Punk and Rollins to WrestleMania somehow.
Mm. Okay. Seth gets hurt as the guest referee. Cool.
I think Seth has been hurt. I'm not even sure that he was 100% when he came back. It felt like he came back a little quicker than he should have, especially the way that he was moving after WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. I think he's pretty banged up. He's a little bit older. I don't know how old Seth is, but he's a little bit older. We loved the show. Did you love the show as much as we did?
I loved every bit of it. I thought it was an incredibly stacked card. I thought the opener was the best part of the night. I thought Rhea versus Liv was incredible. Mm-hmm. The Roman return was cool and also underwhelming at the same time, because they didn't really do anything with it. Like, I thought his return was rad. He has different music now, I guess, but his return was cool. Heyman wasn't with him, which was a bummer. He attacks Solo and then just walks away. So I guess it's setting up more in the future, but I was completely invested. I'm completely invested in the breakup of the Judgment Day and the two sides of the Judgment Day going at each other. So I thought Rhea and Liv was the match of the night. Stole the show.
See, you guys got to tell stories, though. Mm. Like, think about Rhea and Liv. Like, I think everybody knew that was going to happen, right? But you told this story over time that played out beautifully. Roman's return was chapter one. Mm. Now,
I get it.
I'm locked in for, I'm watching Friday.
Yeah.
I want to see what happens tomorrow. Man. They said Roman's going to be there. I want to see what happens tomorrow. So it's just nice storytelling. Turn the page. See what's next.
I think what I was looking for was a moment more of Roman like making a decision, because he walks out there and he stares at the ring for a little bit and then just runs in and then decks Solo and then looks at Cody and walks away. Like, I don't know. I wanted more of a decision, I guess, one of those moments, but whatever. Hmm.
Well, Matt McMahon here didn't like the
the music. No,
Triple
H
is booking his ass off, though. Triple H is putting together just unbelievable storylines after unbelievable storylines. So I love where the WWE is at. I think the WWE is entering a golden era. It's going to be so good.
Mm. I made the argument that it's more popular than it's ever been right now. And I know some people of the Attitude Era aren't going to like that. But when you look at stadiums month after month, when you look at the international stuff, when you look at they just signed a $5 billion deal with Netflix, it's consumed very, very differently than it was back in 1997. Because I know, and Jesse, I sometimes I cannot sit down and even fast forward through a 3-hour Raw. Hmm. But when you look at the amount of attention that the company gets, the amount the company is worth, the amount of massive shows that they're doing now, rather than one a year, they're like doing 8 a year. It feels like they might be more popular than they've ever been.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, absolutely. I still don't watch their episodic shows. I don't. I just watch highlights on YouTube of the best segments that I care about. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Do you think they could have done that in the Attitude Era? Like the stadiums.
That's where it really started. I mean, they did a few with Hogan, of course. They did Toronto. I think they did Toronto twice, one with Orndorff and then the one with the Warrior. They did a really big show at the Hoosier Dome for WrestleMania 8. Mm. But outside of that, I don't think they have any shows of that caliber. In 97, they did the Alamo Dome, and that's where they really started to like flirt with the stadium stuff and do bigger shows. So, yeah, probably. I mean, during the Austin Rock era, they could have.
I don't want to sound like Manny here or nothing like that, but you think high schoolers look at wrestling the same way we did? Like, what I mean by that is, I know in the halls of McClatchy High School, like, we was cutting promos in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had the shirts, the DX shirts, the Austin 316 shirt, all that other stuff. You think that happens nowadays?
That's a good question. That's the guy who covers high school sports. Do they ever do like crotch chops after a sack or something?
They should. It'd make it more fun. Covering high school football will make you appreciate the fact that, yes, they are kids, and yes, school is still important, and all that jazz, all those cliches. High school football's legit business. Like, the way these coaches talk to these players is business. It's obviously mentorship too. We had Joe Davidson on ABC 10 not too long ago, and he was right when he pointed out, like, if you choose to be a high school football coach, you have the chance to be the most influential coach of your player's life. Like, those 4 years in high school where you can really truly be molded and help them get to that college level and then hopefully elevate themselves to the professional level. But you'd be surprised going to a high school football practice how much of, like, these are, it's men. Like, they're boys that are treated like men, act like men, and then you get to the games themselves. And I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be fun to have more of those celebrations and stuff like that. But they're strict on those personal foul penalties and things like that.
I think the answer is yes, by the way. But I have no idea. I have absolutely nothing to base that on. I have no clue.
I know. I don't think they do. Like I said, I got an 11-year-old. I don't think they're talking about wrestling the way we did. I don't think they're into wrestling the way we were. But I don't know. I really, much like you, I don't know.
Matt, let's talk about De'Aaron Fox, because this is something everyone has their eyes on, and it's actually something we've speculated about a little bit, like, obviously with what's going on with the San Francisco 49ers, Brandon Ayuk, and Brock Purdy's upcoming contract extension. I'm kind of the opinion, I think we're kind of the opinion, a lot of, you know, things that the Kings are doing are with De'Aaron Fox's contract in the back of their mind. You talked recently on a Locked On Kings podcast about how he can hit that super max territory. How can he, and what would that mean for Sacramento should they offer it?
Well, all he has to do is do something that he's already done once before. It's make an all NBA team. The problem is, though, the fact that he's done it once before actually works against him. It's now going to be harder for him to get back. Like, he got there by the Kings being the zero to hero story. Right, going from rags to riches, and they were a top three seed, and the NBA gave Sacramento all sorts of awards because they felt obligated to do so. You're not getting that again. Like, the only way you get there from that alone is, I think, winning the West outright, being a number one seed. But it's going to take De'Aaron putting up not just the best numbers of his career scoring wise. We're talking about himself putting himself in, like, that undeniable category, because De'Aaron's had a career here in Sacramento of doing great things, and whether it was not enough wins or insert reason here, like, because he played for the Sacramento Kings, there was always a yeah, but, right? There's always been a yeah, but. Yeah, but look what Jaw's doing. Yeah, but look what Jalen's doing. Yeah, but look what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's doing. Like, it's always been that yeah, but. Fox needs to elevate himself into the undeniable category, that undeniable status. I think there's a simple way that he does that. It's average 30 points a game. Like, that's where I think De'Aaron has to go. The way he started last season, when he was scoring over 30 points per game, he wasn't just scoring all of his points in the fourth quarter. He was averaging 30 a game, to where when you looked up top scorers in the NBA, like a lot of casuals do, you'd see Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic. Oh, De'Aaron Fox is there. And then you look at the Kings record and go, oh, wait, he's not just putting up empty numbers on a bad team. Like, that's how Fox has to get there. Fox has to be the household name. He has to be undeniable. He has to be what people are talking about Jalen Brunson right now. He has to be what people have been talking about, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, for the last 2 years. That's how he makes an all-NBA team. He does that. The Sacramento Kings, I guarantee, are winning 50-plus games. Mm-hmm. So the Sacramento Kings are back in the playoffs. There's a bigger stage for him to even become more of a household name like he's done once before. And then the Sacramento Kings have the very easy decision at that point to give him the Supermax, lock him up for the foreseeable future, and proceed as necessary.
Do you feel like, either one of you guys, do you feel like that's even possible with this team the way it is now? Like, for him to have that type of season that gets him, you know, an All-NBA nine. What I mean by that is they got a lot of heat on this team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think with everybody that they have, it won't be looked at as Fox carrying this team the way Jalen Brunson did for the Knicks and SGA for OKC or anything else like that. Like, they might be too good as a team for him to get the level of respect he deserves to be considered for All-NBA.
Again, I think that's where you have to get into that undeniable. Like, the team is going to be good, and there's always going to be people that shortchange, Sabonis is with him, or DeRozan's with him now, or Keegan Murray, or Malik Monk, or this and that. But if that's where Fox just has to separate himself, that's what's missing. That's the next level of De'Aaron Fox, is just separating himself in a level where, look, the New York Knicks are a really good team. They're going to be a great team, especially now with the addition of Miles Bridges, right? But, oh, sorry, I said Miles Bridges, Mikal Bridges, mm-hmm. excuse me. But everybody knows Brunson's the dude on that team. Like, he's that guy. SGA plays with a lot of studs in OKC, but everybody knows SGA's that dude. We in Sacramento know Fox is that dude. But again, the casuals or the people outside of Sacramento are going to see, the last two seasons it was Sabonis that made the All-NBA team, and he's the one averaging triple-doubles and double-doubles. Why is that not Fox? Or what's Fox doing? Is Fox the number two? Is there a question? Like, there can't be a question about who is the top dog in Sacramento with how De'Aaron plays. That's how he becomes a Supermax player. Mm. Supermax players are not maybe the best player on their team. Mm. They're the best player on their team and one of the best players in the league. That is, if Fox is motivated by that money and by that status, that's how he has to earn it, is by separating himself and reaching that undeniable status.
I think also, simplistic as it is, wins help that conversation,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you brought up SGA and Jalen, you brought up those guys, like, winning helps. Winning at the right time helps even more.
Yeah.
And that was one of the tough parts about, one of the toughest parts about the Kings not succeeding the way we hoped last year is, you know, Brunson, who no one questioned how good he was, got the rub from the playoffs. Like, he was that dude in the playoffs, like, across the league. What Jalen was doing was crazy. So, De'Aaron has, like, a really steep uphill climb this year because he's working against what guys did last postseason that he wasn't able to do. Mm-hmm. Having a good postseason will give you a little bit of a head start. And the fact that he wasn't able to replicate what he did the year prior against the Golden State Warriors is tough. And I think that's going to make the hill even more steeper, the hill that you're talking about, Matt.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, good.
I had nothing more to add. I don't know what I got to say.
It's good. Well-oiled machine here.
I was trying to Matt cook a little bit, but I guess he just agreed.
Is there any, like, at all? Okay. Dump. Try again. Do you think there would be any hesitancy whatsoever to offer De'Aaron Fox a max contract?
None that makes logical sense. Mm-hmm. Because if De'Aaron is making an all-NBA team, if De'Aaron is checking the individual box of what it takes to be eligible for the Supermax, he's doing it because he's doing something at a level that only impacts success for Sacramento. Because he's graded on a curve here in SAC. Like, he has to both be amazing himself and has to have the team success, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't the same. Like, think about the history of all-star selections, with people being selected over Fox in history, right? Mm-hmm. Dame Lillard got selected over Fox when the Kings were better than the Portland Trailblazers, but Dame was putting up unbelievable numbers. Okay, well, Fox puts up unbelievable numbers. Now it's, oh, but the Kings didn't have enough wins at the time, right? It's not one or the other with Fox. It has to be both in Sacramento. So if Fox is doing what it takes to make an all-NBA team and be eligible for Supermax, the Sacramento Kings are probably a 50-plus win team. Mm-hmm. At that point, I guess your hesitancy, if you still have hesitancy with, can we win a championship with this dude? Like, at that point, yeah, you're, it is what it is. Like, that's on you to try and figure out how to put the right pieces around him to win a title. Because what's the alternative? If De'Aaron Fox is eligible for a Supermax and you don't give it to him, he's walking, mm-hmm, right? The Supermax is the only guarantee that you have that you can keep him. That's the only guarantee. Because Fox ain't leaving. Yeah. If you're going to give him a Supermax, Fox ain't walking away from that. Mm-hmm. So give it to him and keep him, or be okay losing him for nothing and letting him walk. Because if you're not going to offer him what you as a team are eligible to offer him, he's going to go take more money or different money from a different team and say, F you, Sacramento. Like, that's the reality of the situation.
Well, that's kind of what we talked about a couple weeks ago, right? Where, like, that, to me, that's not even on the table for the Kings. Like, you're giving De'Aaron Fox whatever max contract extension you can give him. And that, like, that's not even a question. And it doesn't even really take into account whether you believe he's a number one or believe he's the guy or whatever. We just talking about, like, for franchise stability and what you want to be viewed at as a franchise around the basketball world. It's a no-brainer. He's getting that for sure.
The thing, and I think that's how they feel.
I think I do, yeah, too. I do too. The thing that I wonder with him trying to make this all NBA and get Supermax and all this other stuff is, what do you think that looks like? We talked about, like, 50 wins and him being, you know, pretty good, but what do you think that looks like statistically? Because last year I believe he was 25.6 assists, maybe 5 assists a night. I mean, number 8 in the league in scoring. Does he have to be top 5 in the league in scoring? Does he have to get another, you know, get to 7 assists or something like that? And if that's what it's going to require, not can he do it talent-wise, but that kind of goes to my first question. Does he have the team around him to just do stuff like that? And I mean that in a – they have too many really, really good ball players.
Yeah, I'm not saying scoring is everything, because we know Fox does more than just score the basketball. Mm-hmm. But with these voters and with these decision makers and with this conversation, scoring is king. Scoring is king. So the reality is, like, Fox has to score 30 points a game. Like, I think that's really what it is. Fox has to score 30 points a game, and the Kings have to be a solidified playoff team in the Western Conference. And I'll go as far as to say, if De'Aaron Fox is scoring 30 points per game, the Kings should be top 4. Like, they should be.
Yeah.
Especially with the cast that they have around him. And Fox doesn't have to steal opportunities away from other guys to score 30 points per game. He scored 25, 26 last season on a high volume. It's not like he was doing it on 14, 15 shots. Mm-hmm. Plus, if he was, I'd be telling him to shoot the damn ball more. Mm-hmm. Like, Fox is your dude. Fox is the guy. Your other guy who's averaging triple-doubles and leading the league in double-doubles and leading the league in rebounds, on the offensive end, when it comes to scoring, is more passive. Most people use that as a negative. I think in this case, it's a positive, because Domantas Sabonis excels by getting his teammates involved. So Fox has the window. I don't care about DeMar DeRozan coming in. DeMar DeRozan's not taking De'Aaron Fox's shots. He's not. He's helping the Sacramento Kings. He's not becoming the Sacramento Kings. This is Fox's team. Fox is going to take you as far as he's going to go. If Fox is committed to being paid the Supermax, if that's his chief motivation, which is the fact that he's turned down 2 contract extensions would suggest that is what he's motivated by, in addition to winning, but I think they go hand in hand, then he's got to score 30 points a game. The other stats are nice. The 3-point shooting is nice. Better free throw shooting would be great, and all this would help him get that 30-point mark, by the way. The better defense is awesome. He has to score 30 points per game. Like, that's how he separates himself and puts himself in an all-NBA category in a league that is dominated by guards. And every single season or every other season, it feels like another guard inserts himself or reinserts himself in the conversation. Ja Morant is going to reinsert himself into the conversation now. He wasn't last season. He wasn't really the season before.
Right.
Ja Morant's reinserted. Brunson's there now. Shea's there now. Steph is still in the conversation, whether it's a legacy award or not.
Right? After Fox, what he did today, he can have it.
Yeah. Fox has to separate himself. And 30 points per game on a winning team with home court advantage in the Western Conference, that's what gets it done.
Did you watch USA and Serbia today?
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Did you ever think they were going to lose?
Left Steve Kerr's staff.
All right, Matt.
Did you ever think he was going to lose? They were going to lose that game?
It feels so unpatriotic to say yes.
I said it live with 8 minutes. I think this thing's over.
Yeah, someone tweeted, and I actually love the tweet. It was like, it's fun to see Team USA play with desperation because they're not usually in that spot. So we saw the greatest players in our country, an absolute super team, play desperate. And then we got that special comeback at the end, and we got those special moments and a big Steph 3 and LeBron's dunk and Joel Embiid figuring it out. So that aspect of it was cool. But, yeah, there was a time creeping in where I'm like, wow. Like the Team USA is about to lose to Jokic and Bogdan Bogdanovic.
there's talk going around. There's talk going around now, the Twitterverse, that Team USA won because they stopped listening to Steve Kerr and just started hooping. And people were, you know, it was a joke or whatever. Mm-hmm. But people are like, there's a clip that I'm looking at right now. And they're like, honestly, it's not that far-fetched. Like, look at this. Look at Melo on this play. So the KD, you know, dagger shot or whatever, Melo's up and, like, saying, hey, do this. And, like, Embiid goes to set a screen. He's like, no, get out the way. Let him go one-on-one. Move. And Embiid moves out the way. And KD goes one-on-one and hits the shot. And like
Coach Melo.
That's the whole thing.
Is Coach, like, Melo.
They stopped listening to Steve Kerr and ended up coming back.
Poor Jason Tatum.
Oh, man. My guy JT got to play in the gold medal game, man.
Yeah, played his dude 40 minutes at this point.
Come on, man. Damn. It's going to be a good game.
Now, that was fun, though. Yeah. That was a fun afternoon. We had a blast. You don't know that you actually disappeared from the stream. That's why the...
Yeah, I saw him saying something about it in the chat, but I don't
said
know
you
what...
Were, they said you were holding in, like Brandon Ayuk. You were demanding more money while Matt was here, and that's why I had to take you out of the screen and put you back in, because when I went to the YouTube...
What did it look like? What was
it was just
like?
Purple. So, you know, so it was set up where it was just me and Matt right next to each other, but your bar, it was just purple, the background. And that's why I had to take you out of the chat and or take you out of the screen and put you back in. Wow. And
Did I get my 30 mil?
No, you did not. You're
I
just
need
like
to be a top five radio host in the country.
You're just like Brandon Ayuk. You're not getting the 30 million. Also, we should probably change the title of today's show. It says NFL preseason tonight, 49ers and Brandon Ayuk. Neither one of those two things was discussed. We'll just put USA Serbia watch party or something in there.
Today I was kind of searching. I was like, keyword here 49ers, keyword here NFL. Yep. This'll work.
Yep. Nope. Didn't. No, that wasn't what we did at all. We watched that game live and reacted.
That was
to
fun.
It.
No, like you said, it was a good time.
It was a blast. Yeah, it was fun, and we'll get to do it again tomorrow when the USA women play. Hopefully, it's nothing.
I don't think we're getting the same drama.
Yeah, I don't. I hope not.
Who do they play?
I hope not.
Is it Germany?
I don't know.
I think they played Germany.
I don't remember their bracket. Yeah. I don't even know who their gold medal game would be against. Mm. I cannot remember. Great stuff as always, Matt. We appreciate you. Sorry you've quit NCAA. Sorry your career is an NCAA
football.
You
got this, man. Get back in there, baby. Get back in there. Come on.
Come on. Just take a break. You could do it, Matt. Come on. Give the old... Go back to being the GM of Raw.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn Alabama into a one star. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the best places and drag them down to there. I'm
going to Ohio State.
When I play the NASCAR video game, I turn around and drive the wrong way and cause wrecks.
Go ahead. Go to the Buckeyes. That's the best
you could
way
to go to Michigan and cheat. Well, that's what they do there. Is
Michigan
Wolverines.
Be a champion?
Well, you cheat.
The champion.
Make sure you're following Matt George's podcast, Locked On Kings podcast, whether it's on a podcast platform or over on YouTube. And, of course, his great work over at ABC 10. We are headed out. We're headed over to 102.5 KSFM. We hope you'll join us there. If not, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m., beginning with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, America!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.